As I was saying, thank you to Kirsten, thank you, Lucia, thank you, all of you, for coming and for supporting poetry. I'm going to take a little bit of a risk, and I'm going to start with the title poem of my next book, The Barrens, which was published in the featured issue, the issue which I was a featured poet, 37.1. It looks like this. I actually stole this off the table upstairs. I will return it. Maybe. And yeah, I think you don't really need to know anything about the poem. It just kind of carries itself along. And then afterwards, we will pick through the wreckage together, and I'll read some newer things. The Barrens. In the time of ever more rapid diffusion and dispersal of truly humanistic termini, the time of collective seizure, of rapidly diminishing carbon cores, the time of the barons in their towers, growing fatter unto death, hooked up to dizzying interconnected internet spirals of IVs, sucking everybody's placenta dry, AKA your milkshake, AKA my humps. In the time of dominoes laid from one end of the asylum to the other, the time of male whores who can't catch a break, time of the underground economies trading hot licks for rapid desertification, time of distant thunder, time of the perpetual El Nino, time of rain filling the abandoned movie house and everything picturesque and prepared for the ancestors. Ancestor life, the only scale that matters now, the scale of the illegible, the illiterate, the unread. Not just a Hitler, but many cum Hitlers in the twilight bathrooms of the barons, making their dicks look small. Being now of sound mind and sound body, I, 39 years of age, brimming with half-spent, undesiccated, nougat-rich mortality, say unto thee, children, burn the motherfucker down. Now you've written something and given birth to a critique. First critique says it's in your mind, time and space. Second critique says, you know very well what to do. Third critique says, there's no arguing the taste of this poem, yet you'll go on wanting to. Mid 5 a.m., mid-future, sleeping families strap on the masks, air conditioners gust on outside dark houses, disturbing the rats, electromagnetic impulses making the circuit of the only world. I thought gnawing my own leg off would be one way out of the trap. Then I thought dying in the attempt would be another, truer way. Burn, baby, burn, that's the only spirit that matters. Literally, burn the baby. Endless fields of fucked burning babies. The barons walk the line, innocuous and off the rack. They're with you tonight in this room. They're with you tonight in your televised bed. They're with you tonight in Rockland. They're with you on your tax forms. Just because it's freaking obvious doesn't make it untrue. Why, this is hell, nor am I out of it. Master the line of Mephistopheles. My mind won't let me rest until I record here what I've seen. Four lines of fire raising the land at slightly different rates. Parallel lines with just enough space between to make a vista. There's no point in making your planet a hell unless you'll have a view. The first line is rapid and distills a smokeless flame visible from airplanes, mapping the Earth's abstract grid, a seamless seam running the cornfields. Second line moves more slowly and mostly invisibly wastes the sky. The third line makes a lot of stops, punctiliously burning each city from the outside in, from suburbs of immigrants and favelas like nooses tightening around the necks of people who look like me. That one sets fires at random. It takes a long view to see the line. The fourth line is last and moves more slowly than the senses can detect, yet rapidly becomes irreversible. It's this one that scares me, motherfuckers. It's the hellhound on my trail. Close my eyes and I see it spiraling from the horizon, flames a mile high, crisping everything, rendering the ground a fertile-seeming black, casting down towers and malls into architecture, blown back by the slow-mo blast that is eating bit by bit my halo and wings. Eyes shielded from burning pitch and grit solely by remaining open, back drafted into a future on the continuous present of ruination. Your name here, thou shouldst be alive at this hour. Burn, baby, burn. Commas serve the deficit of reason. I'm an attention deficit hawk. I say we have our eyes and lips sewn shut. I'm a suburban father with invisible tattoos on my body. Which small or mid-size SUVs have a column-mounted shifter? Be inspired. Great selection. Our instinct is to catch the baby, drop the old ones into their holes. This life is a Viking funeral. Like speeches made by law into public address systems that render the words unintelligible. True of every platform, the railroad rides upon us. The appearance of full stops serves the appearance of the rhetoric. An argument in 1934. Young men are so young. The appearance of caesuras serve the appearance of violent birth, subdued to softer adverbs, mechanically, psychometrically. Pastoral, a function of our language. Groves are generative grammar. The trees of truth cut down. Tree in the ear, Wunderbaum. Inverted tree of an underwater oil surge. Its roots come grasping for us at all tomorrow's surfacing. Let prose handle the inwardness that personal history sells. Let the poem spiral outward like the Kraken in secret thunderdome with Leviathan, pulling the unread and unseen into mutual unequal struggle. Game of the corporate state hides the identity of the barons, preaching to monster trucks, to pine cones, to stacks of burning children's books, listening respectfully to their own beards, the powerful uneducated persons. The fire lines are racing. Which will be first to reach the goal, the end of every burning? A man who wails is not a dancing bear, and a dancing bear isn't a bear, and it isn't dancing. It's an it for our fascinated contemplation, layers of years like band-aids, now and of an age that surpasses ours in cruelty, since cruelty requires attention, that endangered natural resource. The bear in its Elizabethan ruff, its fur and privates torn by pit bulls, baited on its hind legs, beats its chest with claws for the spectators who stand in a ring, backs turned. I like to go to the game and listen to it on the radio. I like to be larger than life and vanish on your retina screen. Seeing is material, and being seen is spiritual. The more you walk the streets invisibly, the closer you are to death. Rich reality of death, foaming in bones and capillaries. Death shining at a millimeter's distance from every moment of skin. I think I'll buy a malted for the writers in Ghana these days. No one is deader than the reader, more material, sunk in aliveness. The barons are angels shining their bodies, themselves are halos. Eyes uplifted to live feeds, tracking the movements of material witnesses. Listening to John Wayne Gacy Jr., I am really just like him. If homicidal homosexual clown isn't an orientation, oh my God. I am not a baron, maybe a little bit baronet. It's my pleasure to serve the oligarchy by not mentioning it too often. Every time I click this link, it's like I've gone to church. The contents of their stomachs are mostly plastic. Decay generates the only heat that warms an angel's bones. Let silence bring to presence. Silence. Silence. There is still a little shade. Trees are noisy. Silence. Waiting to be killed. Bodies quantifiable. Whatever. Silence. Have it your way. Silence. I don't care. Silence. Depart from this place. See what you have created, and see the barons unmade. Thank you. I'll read some new poems. Start with a little palate cleanser. I don't know. It's called Jack in the Box. Heat at the drive-thru, the double wide cokes, wax cups, sides stippled as with dew, the hot stink of fries, someone's woofers beating down my back windshield. The free animal has its demise perpetually behind it and always before it. From the cashier's window, launched into traffic, sucking down molecules, the world's artery hits go. Brussels. this is really a film, but I don't know how to make films. A house illuminated in the darkness, murmuring in the darkness. Piano music drifts from the salon. A few days, a series of distances. The face cracks open to emit its light, shining on the house in the forest of other houses in a pre-existing condition. Bicyclists ringing their bells in passing in small hours. Liszt or Chopin? The violent star swelling in a quadrant of the sky. Imperceptible tremor of the lip, cheek, or eyelid. The filmmaker is moved by the film he made. Unidentifiable voices, unbeheld, critique of judgment. A chicken chased will not finally fly. A music box behind every canvas. Large picture of the forest hiding the safe in which the nude observer crouches. We certainly have. We meet in a fully industrialized landscape, manufacturing this meeting of the eye and the hand and the space in between, things that skeptically describe her, darkness of a face, the shape of the darkness, cultivating its minority, apart from hauling, one car, two cars, in a luxurious hotel, on the shores of a lake, parasitic of Gerhard Richter, redolent with mists, winterized, reflection like a shadow, like a face in an unlit window, like a face consuming the darkness, like a face consuming all its bearer sheds of the house's light. I discovered the poetry of David Schubert via John Ashbery. I found, at Myopic Books, the sort of only collection of Schubert's poetry out there, and there was a line that really struck me, which I use as an epigraph: God and Mrs. God in watercolor blue skirt, desolate. So this is Mrs. God. I am not a woman, I am a man, made in his image. I keep the house, a gray Cape Cod, and broom it well. I wear a skirt to be comfortable. I build the fire. When my husband comes home, I don't pester him with questions. He knows where to find his slippers and his pipe. Out our kitchen back door, I see the prophets, freight hopping, the long bad Western in ancient English that no one need read to know. Everyone speaks his part. The women keep their heads down while the men are losing theirs. Children, how often I've prayed for a child, which means slipping meaning looks to my husband as we rock together on the porch of an evening, drinking lemonade and playing Scrabble. If he lets me win, it's a sign. I haven't won yet. But the neighbor children come and go and take the pies cooling on the windowsill without thanks. Sometimes terrible things happen to them. Some spiller of the blood cradled so carefully in every hand. I accept no blame. The pies were there to leave alone or not. God says nothing, but taps out his pipe, stands with a hand to ease his aching back. Time for bed. Our bed is a rolling ocean that I tread alone, just a head bobbing above the ash-colored waves, while the moon waits for me and everything to drown, to know again the peace the moon knows, the silence interrupted by astronauts, little green men, the spectacle a mother can't help but make of herself. God comes to bed, and I clutch a spar, a barrel, an oar, and ride out the night with it. When he fucks me, still he doesn't speak, for speech would be creation. But I rock with him. I roll inside what cannot be comprehended in force. I forget that I'm a man. I forget the wild sea. I let slip my grasp and the colors I have that cover me. Once I dreamed of the morning. We left the house together in identical sober suits. We stood in the street and beheld the sad little town wreathed in black crepe for its children. As though the morning could show me his face, he coughed. And when I awoke in our ordinary bed, streaked by sun through leaded windows, I held my baby to my breast and watched the roof beam and whispered to her, "It's all right, it's all right. We are safe most only from our dreams." Thank you. Thanks a lot. I'm going to read one more. This is pretty new. It's called Redrum Natura. Yeah. Anonymous intervention, security resolution, lets the atoms drive by, reigning the universe. Let the gods themselves press their faces to the glass. The artists clasp hands and swing the weight of the stone, predictable, unpredictable, the empty trapeze. Venus mounts Mars and rides him round the sun. The earth, untouchable, fucked, unfuckable, there is no sexual relation. The weevil in the bean, the godless atom, we miss each other. Wrapped in plastic, in the Ding an sich, safe, unsafe, the good companion burns theogony. Slashes, slashed in the rain, Kurosawa, the landscape nostalgic for newsprint blood. Samurai in the rain, no samurai, no servant, no master. Twin blades of my palms staggered and secondary in slow motion. The cut catches the face of my father, splits me, sheds skin in tramp's clothes in the spectacle field. Rampant mine own heraldic ossuary, tramp one, tramp two, thingus of modernism's defunct males, presiding over wind, big bellies, endless iterative complaint in total darkness, dumbness of Emerson, leaving me my eyes which nature cannot repair. What's stuck in your head, frozen song, an axe, a razored cow's eyeball? Each blink is a poorly animated cut. The figure seems to leap and stagger from one edge of the screen to the other, but stand your ground. The eye passes. Caesar passes. The reigns of 2019. Rambo is a replicant. He hits the dates and hallucinates, is carried legless in a stretcher from here to there, leaving a handful of shit, some poems, an ache in the ass of Verlaine, like Adam's rib that walked up and down in Eden, grotesquely sexy, like a side of Francis Bacon, on the cleanest possible plate. Bayonet, bison. Angstroms of Africa, of experience following the film across a bare common, blaring and blithing the air everywhere. In ornithological luck, a landing of bird bones, a shiver, a shaping skull. The side of meat pollinated by hummingbirds. Then a dream of Wittgenstein in Vienna, coming from the opera, coming into the cafe, his coat and shoulders streaming and steaming with the residue of a ring cycle's rain, ordering oysters in champagne, lighthearted, eager, and gay. But like that scene in Being John Malkovich, 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 everyone is Wittgenstein. Everyone has the same hoary horse's head. Everyone's eyes are like pale wells with a flicker of moonlit panic shining up from the bottom. Everyone raises his glass like thrusting their knuckles into mirrors and spitting teeth onto the tables, onto empty shells like a language and rushing out into the suddenly stunned and pacific night of Vienna, stark Vienna, suicidal Vienna, ornamental Vienna, and leaving me with Wittgenstein's too heavy head on my shoulders and the bill. It's a silent movie, so I am nearly crushed and obliterated by the title card's descent. The antelope world pretender is kudu bone, everything, Suktamali, that, marrows that, hollow earth, that. The poor in spirit eat my meat. Thank you very much.